Welcome to El Microscopio, a program exclusively dedicated to clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. International Federation of Clinical Chemists, IFCC. Executive Director, Dr. Hernan Ferris Tayeb.
Member of the Committee of Evidence-Based Laboratory Medicine of the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry.
Organizing Committee, Dr. Maria Montserrat Blanes Gonzalez from Paraguay, Dr. Rosa Isabel Sierra Amor from Mexico, and Dr. Estela Raimondo from Uruguay.
El Microscopio, a program exclusively dedicated to clinical chemistry. El Microscopio.
Register in our website, www.infobiochimica.com, and receive El Microscopio's newsletter with information of new programs and the most relevant news of the week.
We are in El Microscopio, a program about clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine.
Microscopio radio program has given us the opportunity to broadcast a special segment about the IFCC Task Force for Young Scientists. We would like to introduce to the audience some members of the group who are actively working in this network and the objectives we pursue. Through these interviews, we seek to one of the most important objectives of this task force, that is to improve communication among young scientists from different parts of the world. The radio shortens the distance between people. It keeps us informed and it allows us to run online distance projects. In these interviews, you listen to the activities we carry out worldwide. In these cases, they are all quite similar, but still, they are immersed in different political, economic, and social contexts. We seek to have better communication and feel accompanied in this profession, being the task force one of the most important pillars. We want to invite and encourage the audience to join the task force. In these interviews, you'll get to know how professionals get involved with the IFCC Young Scientist Task Force and how they participate, and most importantly, the results of the activities. At the end of this interview, the young scientists will answer the same question. How do they imagine the laboratory in 20 years? Interesting, isn't it? It's quite a complete and complex question. So, you'll hear creative answers which reflect the vision of young scientists and, of course, how they see the future of laboratory medicine. So, to begin with, we have a message recorded by Dr. Pradeep Kumar Dabla, the chair of the IFCC Task Force for Young Scientists. In our next program, we are going to listen to the complete interview recorded to Dr. Pradeep Dabla. Thank you very much for joining us.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
The Spanish Association of Pharmaceutical Analysts and the Chilean Society of Clinical Chemistry accompany El Microscopio.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
Dr. Pradeep Kumar Dabla is Assistant Professor in the Department of Biochemistry, Kacha Nehru Bal Kitikatslia, associated to Maulana Azad Medical College in Delhi. He is Chair International Core Committee of the IFCC Task Force for Young Scientists.
Hello friends, myself Dr. Pradeep Kumar Dabla. I'm the Chair of the Task Force Young Scientists. Introducing the task force. This Task Force Young Scientists being assembled in 2010 with the aim to ensure that the young scientists make a significant and growing contribution to the activities of the IFCC and the National Congress and the associations. So this was essentially to promote the contribution to the laboratory medicine and to the healthcare. Thus, we are devoted to prepare young scientists with the ongoing challenges into the laboratory medicine and to the different healthcare practices. The specific objectives identified for the task force were as the networking, the training, the participation, and the multidisciplinary exchange of the different fields and the different ideas. So, to fulfill the objectives, the task force is organizing and has organized the different workshops and the educational sessions and the programs into the different congresses of the IFCC and the member societies to learn the perspectives and the principles of the management and the leadership. To ensure that we have the excellent team of the the more than the 20 core and the corresponding members and working together towards achieving this strong global networking through the various global social media, initiating the educational and the training programs, the mentorship program, and importantly the participation from all the sectors. So to emphasize again, we have this strong network of the more than 20 members all over the world, representing the 20 countries globally. So we are working together for the growth and the success. Talking about this interviews, I must say thanks to the Santiago, who is looking after the Microscopia and is one of the important member of the task force. And I say thanks to the Santiago for his support for the initiation of these interviews. Importantly, these interviews have been initiated to bring the every young scientist on board, ultimately formulating the networking and the expression of the interest, knowing the regional diversity within the group so that barriers can be overcome and we can work together. So this is to have the ideas, to have the new ideas to help and exchange with each other for the growth. And at last, importantly, this is to work together to shape the future of the laboratory medicine and ourselves together. So I urge every member of Task Force Young Scientists for expressing their thought process, their ideas, their suggestions with the proactive approach so that our voice can be heard globally. Thank you so much.
Okay. Dr. Davla, what do you think are the main challenges faced by young laboratory scientists nowadays?
Thanks, Santiago. I feel that into the current scenario, into the current state, the young scientists, the challenges we are facing, as a young scientist, the challenges we are facing are the advocacy and the participation to the decision-making. And importantly, the senior members of the IFCC and the various national societies are helping young scientists to come up with their ideas and helping us to work with them. Secondly, I feel the global boundaries. We all have the different, the regional diversity. So we need to have the latest technology to overcome the global boundary. We need the global networking at the best. Thirdly, I feel is the demographic variations and challenges within with the various specific requirements as per the region or the country. Fourthly, I see the limitations of the financial aid for the new programs or for the young scientists specific. Because again, the financial aid is very much necessary to initiate or to carry forward any of the programs anywhere in any region. And then lastly, but importantly, we need the requirement of the exchange programs for the young scientists at the various levels of the lab medicine. So I enumerate these the few challenges. I hope the other young friends, of course, can give the suggestions as well.
Thank you. And what do you feel are the key achievements of this task force so far?
I feel importantly, we have grown up together for the last more than the 5 years, and we have the best of networking with involving more than the 20 countries at the global region, and we have the representation from all these 20 countries. So far, we have conducted the different educational and the training programs on a regular basis every year into the various countries, again, within the ICC congresses, within the national conferences, and the associations. We have used and we are using the best and the latest networking media for the meetings and networking, such as the Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. We all are connected through our monthly meetings and we are giving inputs and suggestions together for growing up. We have developed the website and we have initiated the new programs for the education and the participation. Now, importantly, we are planning to conduct the global study of the young scientists for knowing the variations in every terms required for building the future of the young scientists and the development of the further programs as per the requirement. And lastly, we are working as a global team, and we are working together for the progression and the betterment. And I believe that we have the best team of the well-equipped professionals from the various fields of laboratory medicine and healthcare. And together, we can and we will make a difference. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Davla. You were very clear. So let's start with this round of interviews. There's a lot of work to do. So congratulations for the initiative also for you and the Diaz. Let's get to work.
Thank you, Santiago. Thank you so much for taking this important initiative for the task force for expression of our interest. Thank you so much.
We are in El Microscopio, a program about clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine. This is El Microscopio on infobioquimica.com.
El Microscopio in the world, our correspondents in every country. Alberto Barrantes in Costa Rica, Álvaro Justiniano Gross in Bolivia, Ana Leticia Maselli in Guatemala, Carmen Cecilia Almonacid Urrego in Colombia, Cristina Cerveto from Uruguay, Eduardo Aranda in Chile, Graciela Velázquez from Paraguay, María del Carmen Pasquel from Ecuador.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
Dr. Julian Roussier is a pharmacist specialist in laboratory medicine, graduated in 2012 in France. Today, she is working as postgraduate student in clinical biochemistry at the University Hospital of Montpellier in part-time, and also she is PhD student in clinical and metabolic biology. Julian is involved as a young scientist in the EFLM working group about accreditation harmonization in Europe and is a core member of the IFCC Task Force for Young Scientists. Let's listen to the interview between Santiago Farestalla, member of the IFCC Task Force for Young Scientists, and Dr. Busia.
Welcome to the radio.
Thank you.
We would like to know, first of all, where are you from? How is the laboratory medicine in your country?
As you said, I'm from France. And I'm working as a biochemist in the University Hospital of Montpellier in the south of France, where I've done my internship. And I was graduated 2 years ago. So I'm in France called an assistant. And my cursus is pharmacy. I was to the Faculty of Pharmacy in Strasbourg in the north of France. I'm working about insulin resistance and glycemic control. It's my field.
You're doing research?
I'm working in the hospital with patients. I'm specialist in laboratory medicine. But in university hospital, we need to do research in parallel. So my research is more clinical. I'm working about a new biomarker or new diagnostic methods with biomarker. It's a kind of research. If I want, I can do fundamental research with a team of research of national organization of research in France, because there is a contact between university and this kind of organization. But in my work, I'm 10%, no, I'm 100% hospital, from hospital. But my colleagues are hospital and university. From the two.
And in the hospital, you do especially, maybe you do clinical chemistry, hematology, bacteriology. What is your specialty inside of the laboratory?
In France, there is a new law about laboratory medicine, and now in one hospital, there is one laboratory, clinical lab. And this clinical lab may have some units, and I'm in the unit of biochemistry and endocrinology, but I know the others who are working in the unit of hematology, parasitology, microbiology, virology, bacteriology, genetics, and so all the specialty are in the University Hospital of Montpellier.
How is the communication with the health team? Inside of the laboratory, you can communicate with medical doctors, with the nurses, the patients.
In France, the specialists in laboratory medicine are only pharmacists or MD. It's only a medical profession. And we have a lot of communication with the healthcare team. We have often pluridisciplinary staff with the healthcare team. We can interact with them when we are part of the diagnosis or treatment, like in genetics or in hemostasis disorder, or with some specialized test of biochemistry, or to help the general practitioner to choose new tests and interpret the results. Well, we are working in a lab in the city. And we can also meet the Oscar team when we are working with them in clinical research, like I do. For example, with the emergency Oscar team, when you're trying to find the best biomarker for excluding acute myocardial injury, we are working.
You are telling me that when you are looking for new biomarkers, you have a good communication with this team. Also, you have good access to this technology or new methods to introduce in the patient care?
A good access. We have a good access in France, I think. The routine tests and procedures are mainly automated, but we can try and test new methods and work in collaboration with the IVD industry. And if the new method tested is a good one for us, and if we have money, we can buy it.
Do you have a national young scientist group in France?
We have. It's not official, but the National Society of Biochemistry is working about creating a young scientist group. But at this time, there is the Association of Medical Students in Lab Medicine, who is called FNACP, and the Association of Young Specialists of Laboratory Medicine is like a syndicate, not the good word. And this association are representing lots of young scientists in France and are giving us the technology to interact. So I know lots of young scientists in other cities of France.
I'm asking this question because I know you're very active with this.
Yeah, it's true. I was involved in the National Association of Medical Students because I was president of this association. And I continue to have interaction with this association. But even you are not involved in the association, in the committee, we have a mailing list, and there is a lot of young scientists who are on this mailing list and are informed about the new law, the new about information we can give us about work offer or.
A lot of information that really valuable for young scientists, also for all the scientists, but especially for young scientists that are starting to work in the field, and sometimes they need a little help.
Yeah.
Well, but now we know you're working at the IFCC Young Scientist Task Force, right? How did you arrive to this group?
When I was involved in the National Association, I hear about IFCC, SFBC, and when I got the call of nomination of young scientist member in the task force young scientist of IFCC, I tried and it works. So now I'm very happy to meet all this team with Pradeep and the other. So I'm also involved as a young scientist full member in EFLM working group. EFLM is the European Society of Clinical Biochemistry, about accreditation and ISO standards. It's another kind of investment, very interesting.
What is the purpose of the Young Scientist Task Force of the IFCC? I know you're one of the core members of this group. What is the purpose of this group for you?
In my opinion, our profession is evolving in an international dynamic, and medical recommendation and consensus are mainly international or regional. And we need to interact in the future. It's important that specialists in laboratory medicine work with colleagues from other countries, and especially for negotiating with IVD industry about the quality of their tests. This kind of alliance with foreign colleagues should be done more often. And I think the objective of the task force is to improve networking with the young scientists and maybe to make exchange between countries, in my opinion.
I will ask you a very interesting question that I am asking every member of this task force. This is because they are from different countries and they have different views of the laboratory. I want to know, how do you imagine the laboratory will be in the next 20 years?
Big, with a lot of point-of-care testing, efficient, automated, computerized, accredited, and probably the medicine will be more personalized.
What will be our work?
Our work? I think we need to be experts of the biology, and we need to give to the healthcare team a knowledge they don't have. So our kind of work, it's about the quality of the test and the help to interpret when the tests are a lot specialized. Like today, the troponin assay is very difficult to interpret. We know that with the new HS troponin, T or E, I, or it's so difficult to the cardiologist or the physician in emergency room or the general practitioner, the interpretation differs. And I think the specialist in laboratory medicine is here to be on the between the healthcare team and the IVD industry, who is telling a lot of stuff only to sell the product.
To conclude, I want to ask you if you want to say some word about the next congress in Paris, EFLM is going to be given. You have a very big participation in this congress.
Yeah, we will have a meeting of young scientists with the task force at this congress, and we hope there will be lots of young scientists there, and we are trying to prepare something maybe at the beginning of the night for to have all the young scientists together to improve the networking, but physically this time.
Working together instead of network.
Yeah, it's important to better know each other, know the kind of work and kind of profession we are in other country, and it's very important now to have an international mind.
Well, I will be there, and let's also invite all the young scientists to participate and go to this special meeting for young scientists.
Yeah, it's very cool. Join us.
El Microscopio.
In www.infobiochimica.com, you'll find a link to the Clinical Chemistry Training Council and consultation website of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine.
She's a whistle on the wind, a feather on the breeze, a ripple on the stream. She is sunlight on the sea. She's a soft summer rain falling gently through the trees, and I love her. She's cunning as a fox, clever as a crow, solid as a rock. She is stubborn as a stone. She's a hard-headed woman, and the best one that I know, and I love her. Yeah, well, I love her. She's as new as the springtime, strong as autumn blows, warm as the summer and soft as the snow. She's 1,000 miles from here, but she's everywhere I go, 'cause I love her. She loves me like a woman, she looks like a lady, but she laughs like a child, cries like a baby. I think that maybe she's the one that's gonna save me.
This is El Microscopio on infobiochimica.com.
CALILAB 2014, 6th Conference on Clinical Laboratory Quality and the 7th Argentine Congress of Clinical Laboratory Quality from November the 5th to 8th in Mar del Plata, Argentina.
This is El Microscopio on infobiochimica.com.
El Microscopio in the world, our correspondents in every country. Rosa Isabel Sierra Amor from Mexico, José Jara from Peru, Milagros de la Rosa from Dominican Republic, Miriam Aguilera from Honduras, Rafael Calafel from Spain, Mario Chavez Villalobos from Costa Rica, Dante Janias from Bolivia, Leverton Ortiz from Chile.
El Microscopio, a way of looking at knowledge.
Dr. Damián Grusón is Public Relations and Communication at the Euromed Lab 2015, and he works in laboratory medicine and endocrine biology. He's a member of the Committee on Distance Learning, IFCC, in the International Federation of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, and he is an advisor of the Task Force for Young Scientists at the IFCC.
Bonsoir, Professor Damián Grusón. How are you?
I'm good, Santiago. I'm really good. Thanks for this opportunity and for, again, the job you're doing with the radio.
Okay, Damián, thank you very much for attending our call. We want to know, to explain a little bit to all the audience that is listening to us, especially to the young scientists that are listening, we want to know how is the profession in your country. And can you tell us where you're from, for just to start?
Okay, so I'm from Belgium, so I'm practicing in an academic hospital in Brussels, which is the capital of Belgium. So we have all the challenges of laboratory medicine in an academic hospital, so with the characteristic of some research also. My area of expertise, Santiago, is more related to cardiovascular and endocrinology. I am lucky also to be the lead of the automation of the laboratory, so busy.
Congratulations, because you succeeded doing all this being a young scientist.
Depend of the yeah, so still young according to the threshold. So, but I'm in the right end of the young. So, which means that I have a little bit more experience, and I know already some gaps or some issues that we have to face where we are young and we want to practice good and try to get the best career as possible. So more feedback, maybe.
And can you tell us how is the status of your profession or the clinical laboratory in your country? Just to compare with other countries and young scientists to know these differences.
Okay, so we have dedicated training for laboratory medicine in Belgium. Who can practice this? Mostly pharmacists and physician, and half are is the distribution of pharmacists and medical doctors in the laboratory in Belgium. I will say that we are in a consolidated mature market, maybe one of the most mature in the world, and we have, I will try to do it with the scale. So we have in Belgium 11 million inhabitants and we have less than 140 labs. So mature markets and mostly practicing physician and pharmacists.
And being a pharmacist makes you travel when you have to communicate with medical doctors, or can you tell us if there's a good communication between doctors and laboratory professionals?
Okay, so I will say that we are lucky with the background of pharmacists or MD to get some clinical background, so which is important when you are starting such a profession. I think that there is, we will discuss that and you will have some feedback from other scientists in the world, PhD or with other profiles, which have other advantages, more related to the techniques, to the basic science or to some other competencies. Anyway, so being a pharmacist is an with an advantage for the clinical background, is an advantage because we know some bababy in the pharmacogenetics or drug distribution. So it was good to start laboratory medicine with such a background. Regarding the contacts, we are trying, and you know, it's the case, I would say, for the different specialists in the labs, microbiologists or hematologists, we try to get close contact with the physician, so attending to the multidisciplinary staff, inviting them to the laboratory staff, participating to the journal clubs or the trainee exams, but we are on a daily and weekly basis in close contact with the physician. They are requesting our services a lot. Again, the design or the evolution of the profession to consultant is in this way. But not only with the physician, the other important point is the relationship that we have with the nurses and the blood collectors. And we are important drivers for the, I will say, the peri-analytics, you know, providing them the good advices for the pre-analytics. And as we have reference lab activities, we are also in contact with nurses or laboratorians for other smaller labs. And it's important to deal with them about the pre and the post-analytics, how to deal with this sample logistics. So I will say that from my job perspective, which is more reference academic labs, dealing with the physician, dealing with the nurses, and with second part labs, sending labs.
That's great. You make really a good, a very good multidisciplinary work together, no? You sound very enthusiastic also.
Yeah, you know, that provide relevancy to our role. So we are not only the guys making the analysis, we are the experts in analytics and peri-analytics. So they like that.
Excellent. And do you have good access to new technologies and new methods? Can you explain us a little bit the status of these issues in Belgium?
Okay, so regarding the situation in Belgium, we are quite lucky because as a mature market in laboratory medicine, but not only, I will consider the angle of the in vitro diagnostic industry. They are looking Belgium as a playground to test some innovation. So I will say that we are lucky in the field of new methods, new tests, not only in chemistry, but also in anatomopathology, in IT, new middlewares, for example, have been tested and challenged in Belgium. So we are lucky about that. New biomarkers. So we have a lot of access, but as everywhere in the world, there is this question of, okay, innovation has a price. Who is paying? And more biomarkers are not funded, and then the patient has to pay for the innovation. So I feel more and more to speed access to lab tests or some potential source of discrepancies or social discrepancies, which is worstly challenging. So yes, we have access, but how can we provide access to everyone in the case of Belgium? And okay,
yeah, that's excellent. And coming back a little bit to the young scientists, the IFCC Task Force for Young Scientists, I believe you created this group, that's right?
So, no, and it's not, you know, the question of individual job, it was a big thought from different players. So I was lucky to be involved at the beginning. What we envision is that the laboratory medicine is a very evolutive field. We need to be involved as young as possible because there is a potential behind the science. And for the case of IFCC, IFCC play a very important role in the guidelines, I would say all the guidelines, education, scientific guidelines, appropriate use of tests related to laboratory medicine, and the young people should be involved in that field. We were at this beginning really inspired by some initiatives coming from the CYCLE, which is a group of young scientists from the American Association of Clinical Chemistry. And we were also inspired by a group of young scientists from other fields, which can be the endocrinology. But yeah, that was a great team job. And it's really important to keep the young involved.
Excellent. And can you tell us what was the main purpose of this group when you created, when you started working?
Okay, the main purpose was leverage young in IFCC. So stimulate the young to participate to the IFCC debates, to the IFCC activities, and to be sure that we have the young talents and young forces participating in the mission of IFCC. So the driver was more transparency for the young and involvement for the young. So prepare at least the young scientists for their future, but prepare the IFCC to the future also.
Excellent. You know that I participated in the first meeting you had on Berlin. It was 2011, if I'm right. And it was very interesting getting in contact with so many young scientists from different places in the world, from South America, Africa, India. And one thing that I liked it a lot was we started to discuss the problems that we had in each region. And I believe many of the problems we do have are we share, they're in common. So just to give us an idea, how can this group of young scientists help these specific needs of the young scientists?
Okay, Santiago, first of all, I will remember all my life this meeting in Berlin. You were there, the team from Argentina, people from all over the world. It was the IFCC, Euromed Lab, maybe World Lab also. So that was really a great meeting, and we had several enthusiastic meeting later on. So, okay, we are here in this community and this forum for young scientists. This forum is part of an international federation devoted to laboratory medicine, so very important science. The forum allow different young talents, researchers, scientists, laboratorians from hospital labs, public labs, private labs to communicate, interact and share about their worries, share about clinical cases, share about their position, the interest in their different position, about the perspectives, because laboratory medicine is like a diamond, you know, with different faces, yes. Faces from the clinical playground, faces from the research, so that. And we have to understand all the faces, and everyone is part of the big diamond of laboratory medicine. So such forums, such networking activities are important to give information, to educate about the possibility of IFCC, the evolution of laboratory medicine. So we are really in a basis of mutual exchange between young scientists, and mutual exchanges between young scientists and mentors and experts from IFCC. And what is really nice, and the different interviews that you are running are going in that way, we can use the IFCC network tools. The radio is one very efficient one to make this mutual exchange more real and more accessible. So it's also for sure an important space for advices for young scientists at their initial stages in the career. So counseling. So okay, we have a lot to learn from each other. The young from the experts and the mentors from IFCC. If you allow me, I will go a little bit deeper. I will say, regarding your question number 3, the interaction with healthcare community, I think that group of young scientists from the IFCC should share common activities with a group of young scientists from the Society of Cardiology, Endocrinology, Virology to get this big clinical picture. So sharing, networking, communicating.
Let me tell you one of the most interesting things that I learned in these meetings is that the laboratory, it's evolving really, really fast. I think that if we want to make a memory of the laboratory 20 years ago, to the picture that we have nowadays of the laboratory, it's completely different. So let me ask you maybe a funny question. I want to listen different ideas with the people I will be talking with. And let me ask you, how do you imagine the laboratory 20 years from now?
Okay, not funded. No money, not funded, and in the crisis of healthcare. So, no, it's a very important question. I think that you will have a lot of different replies about that, but which will be good. As you mentioned, Santiago, we are in this field of innovation, and laboratory medicine is one of the most innovative field in science or in medical science. So every day we are seeing new biomarkers, new technologies. So what will it be in 20 years? I think still evolving, innovating. We will be in 20 years clearly in a field of integrated care. So laboratory medicine data will be mixed with imaging, with imaging mass spectrometry. So we'll have electronic medical records. Everything will be shared and integrated. So, and I will say in a mobile health fashion, that's clear. So we will be monitored. So we will have sensors, I assume, as we already have with the glucometers, you know, the diabetics. People can monitor daily the glucose. So I will say integrated care, mobile, nano, and nano-sensoring will be part of the patient with chronic disease. Tailored, because as we can integrate more clinical data and data from the imaging and labs, we will be clearly more tailored for the diagnosis and for the treatment and for real-time action. So the prevention will be clearly more efficient and at more early stage of the disease. We will evidence more early the disease, and we can prevent clearly earlier this complication. Yes. So that's why, as you said, it's important to get the, and that's just few thoughts, but to get the feeling from different young scientists over the world, because the area are not the same. We have heterogeneity in the access to innovation. We have heterogeneous vision for the future. So to mix all the vision, prepare the future of laboratory medicine was part of the White Book project. List all the potential for future and then try to prepare about that. Because, yeah, that's you know, with the crystal ball, try to see what would be the future.
That's what we're trying to do, too. Just to make
yeah, we will not be young anymore according to the IFCC threshold.
We have to be in the old scientists task force.
Yeah, the elderly, the task force for elderly scientists.
That's right. Well, Damian, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure talking to you. You want to make any other comment or any other idea?
No, let's prepare the future of laboratory medicine all together. The importance of these networking and interviews will allow everyone to see what are the comments from the different IFCC regions. So let's see. Thank you so much in any case.
Okay, thank you very much, and hope to have you again on the radio.
We are in El Microscopio, a program about clinical chemistry and laboratory medicine.
Euromed Lab, E-Paris 2015, European Congress of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine.
El Microscopio, an online radio program about biochemistry. This is El Microscopio on infobiochimica.com.
El Microscopio in the world, our correspondents in every country. Stella Raimondo from Uruguay, Fernando Ruiz Cerda from Chile, Montserrat González from Paraguay, Isabel Fierro from Ecuador, José Francisco Valle from Mexico, Oswaldo Ruiz Narváez from Costa Rica, Patrocinio Chuecas from Spain, Rodolfo Aquino Cáceres from El Salvador.
El Microscopio, agenda, offering courses, workshops, seminars, congresses.
Agenda.
El Microscopio.
8th European Symposium about clinical laboratory and diagnosis industry in vitro point-of-care testing, May 5th and 6th. 2015 in Barcelona, Spain. For more information, you can visit www.acclc.cat. 11th Symposium of the European Federation of Laboratory Medicine for the Balkan region, May 14-15, 2015, Belgrado, Serbia. For more information, you can visit www.dmbj.org.rs.
Agenda.
First Congress of the Romanian Association of Laboratory Medicine, May 20th to 23rd, 2015, in Romania.
El Microscopio.
First Congress of the Romanian Association of Laboratory Medicine.
El Microscopio.
May 20th and 23rd, 2015, in Romania.
El Microscopio.
IFCC, European Federation of Laboratory Medicine. 21st Congress of Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, Euromed Lab, Paris, 2015.
Agenda.
June the 21st to June the 25th, the Palace of Congress in Paris, France. For more information, you can visit www.paris2015.org.
Agenda.
Euromed Lab 2015. Satellite conference about HbA1c and diabetes mellitus in the 21st century, June 26, 2015, in Reims, France. For more information, you can visit www.paris2015.org.
Agenda.
AACC 2015, annual meeting and exhibition of laboratory medicine, July the 26th to the 30th, Atlanta, Georgia, United States. For more information, you can visit www.aacc.org. SIG conference and exhibition about analytical techniques, September the 1st to the 3rd, 2015, in Spain. For more information, you can visit www.analyticalbioanalytical.com.
Agenda.
4th European Congress of Immunology, September the 6th to the 9th, 2015, in Vienna, Austria.
El Microscopio.
8th Congress of the Croatian Society of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, with international participation.
Agenda.
September 22nd to 26th, 2015, in Croatia. 22nd Congress in Latin America of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, Colabiocli.
Agenda.
September 24th to 26th, 2015, in Quito, Ecuador. For more information, you can visit www.sebioclice.org. 23rd Conference of the Balkan Clinical Laboratory Federation, October the 7th to the 9th, 2015, in Bosnia. 13th National Congress of Biochemistry, UBRA. October the 7th to the 10th, 2015, in San Fernando del Valle de Catamarca, Catamarca, Argentina.
Agenda.
For more information, you can visit www.cubra2015.com.ar.
This is El Microscopio on infobiochimica.com.
22nd Latin American Congress of Clinical Biochemistry and Laboratory Medicine, Colabiocli, 2015, from the middle of the world towards the clinical biochemistry of the new millennium, from October 29th to 31st in Quito, Ecuador.
Thank you.
The team of El Microscopio. Hernan Ferres Taye.
Hernan Ferres Taye.
Silvana Bujam.
Silvana Bujam.
Nicolas Bem.
Nicolas Bem.
Belen Landi.
Belen Landi.
And Marcelo Elias.
And Marcelo Elias.